Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? Happy Saturday. Did y'all post with the Saturday selfie? Who is like loving all the Facebook posts we're doing? Isn't it fun? So if you hadn't gotten in the Facebook group in a little while, check it out because we're just starting to do these kind of real fun posts each day. On like Saturday, we do Saturday selfie. We do one on Tuesdays, we do Tipsy Tuesday, talk about our tips and stuff or whatever we're talking about and all the things. So that's actually something I'm going to be talking about today, how we're just, always kind of switching things up for y'all to make it just more fun and more helpful for you all and all the things. All right. Good morning, Miss Jean. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're so sweet. All right. I am Coach Betsy. Let me change my name here real quick and do all the housekeeping things, and then we will get started. Hello, Annette and Amanda. Y'all tell me where you're from. I always love to see that because it's just so fun to hear where everybody's from and that we're all just here together on this amazing technology we have. And y'all, how did we ever think we would ever be able to do this? It's pretty crazy to think that Chicago and Southern California and San Diego and Iowa is one state I think there's like only like six or seven states I've never been to, and Iowa and Minnesota and Wisconsin and Delaware, Alaska, Idaho. Those are just a few. I think that's basically it. Is there any more? I don't know. But my job is, oh, Maui. Oh, Michelle. I have been to Hawaii. So that's my goal, is to get to all the states. Tricia, okay, I'll come stay with you in Iowa. Texas, all the things. All right, y'all, I love it. I love it. Amanda has 10 states left. We can talk about that in the chat if y'all want to. But yeah, my husband and I love to travel in the country and go to all our goal is to go to all the national parks. And so we're planning a trip. We didn't go this year because we had some house expenses instead. So we are planning a trip next year. We don't know to what part of the country we're going to go yet, but we like to go to an area and kind of knock out several parks in one trip for a week. And so we're going to be doing that. And so I love all the traveling. And I'm also headed to international on an international trip, actually in just a couple of weeks, to Kenya for a safari. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. So excited. So it's like the countdown has begun. So I'm really getting excited about that. All right. So, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. I'm just chatting a little bit and letting y'all come in. We are here to talk about assessing and planning and looking at your delicious data. And really just celebrating your wins from the month and planning your next month. So that's really what we're here to do today. But I have some exciting news to just talk to you about. I don't even know if I'm supposed to even tell y'all about this yet. But I'm going to tell you anyway, because I mean, November is coming, right? We've got just a few more days in October. Who is, I would love to see an emoji, hands up, hearts. Who is coming to the holiday weight loss workshop tomorrow? Who is coming? Tell me, tell me, tell me. All right, I love it. So that is tomorrow at 10, starting at 10 a.m. Central. Y'all, Corinne's gonna be, y'all get, let's see, 10 to 10 to, I'm looking at my calendar here, 10 to 4. 6 hours. If you want to spend 6 hours with Corinne tomorrow, you can. It may even be longer. Y'all know sometimes she goes long. But it is going to be all about losing weight in November and December. Y'all, what a concept. Who has ever said or heard, well, I'll just, We're in the ember months already. We might as well just wait until January to try to lose weight. Yeah, we don't do that anymore around here. Nope, Jenny, it's tomorrow. It's on Sunday. So, and of course, y'all, the replay, we record everything. So if you got church, if you got, something else going on tomorrow, I actually have I'm going down to my parents this afternoon and spend the night with them. So I probably won't be on the entire time. I'm not actually working it. I'll listen to the replays too. And so we'll have those up as soon as we can. But yeah, just jump on when you can. It is an amazing practice in the imperfection of life. Just jump on when you can, and then you can get the replays for the rest. So you never know what little nugget you're going to hear tomorrow, or even today that could help you. Okay. And that doesn't mean you got to listen to the whole thing. So just listen when you can, and then get the replays for the rest. So I'm super excited about that workshop. But what I did want to tell you all about is for November, and we're going to be focused all on the holidays in November as a membership for the monthly focus. But also, what's going to be kind of changing up a little bit for these calls is next month, we are kind of doing like two new calls for next month. We've still got the, coaching on Sundays. Corinne and MJ are going to be, switching off and doing coaching on Sundays. And we've still got, I will be still be doing the binge call. Kathy will still be doing the nervous system call on how to feel the hard stuff without eating. Coach Lisa will still be doing the sex and body image call. I'm looking at the list right now, and let's see, Coach Christy does the maintenance call. Those are still staying. But what we're going to kind of switch up is that some of y'all know about these calls, the planning and assessment call, and then you also know about the monthly reset call. Well, we're kind of be like combining those, but we're also going to be adding a mid-month call. So, and it's going to every month is going to happen on the 15th of the month. So whatever day that is, y'all, in November, that's on a Friday. So Friday, November 15th, it's called the mid-month reboot. Finish the month strong. Y'all know. How does it go sometimes? You get to the 15th of the month, you're like, well, I hadn't been doing shit, or I was started off real strong there for the first, week or so. And then now I'm, like I've fallen off the wagon, or I'm not doing anything, or whatever. Where we hear you, and y'all know we're always listening to you all, reading what you all post, and we want to help you all finish the month strong. So every single month on the 15th, we're going to be having a mid-month reboot. It's going to be MJ this next month. I'm not sure if she's going to be doing every month, but she's definitely doing it this next month. And so that will be on the 15th. And then at the end of the month, and that is going to be, I think we're going to start doing that on the last day of the month. So whatever day it is, the last day of the month. Turns out that November 30th is on a Saturday next month. And so I will be doing the call, but we're kind of renaming it. Like I said, we're kind of combining the monthly planning and assessing, and we're also kind of combining the monthly reset call, and we're going to call it Plan Your Way Down the Scale, How to Lose 5 pounds This Month. Who wants to lose 5 pounds in a month? I bet. Okay, there's a heart. Okay, thank you. I was like, come on, y'all. I want some thumbs up. I want some hearts. Y'all, we are keeping it simple as everything. How to lose 5 pounds in a month. So that's what we're going to be talking about at the end of every month so that you can really get yourself set up for the month ahead. And it's going to be the last day of the month every month. And so it may be on a Saturday like it is in November, but whatever it is the next month, that's when it's going to be. Now, since that's New Year's Eve, we may switch things up a little bit. But again, it's going to be pretty close to the end because, like today's only the 26th. I mean, you've got 5 more days of the month. But we're just wanting to get it kind of closer to the end of the month so you can really think about assessing your previous month and really get you set up for the next month to lose 5 pounds. So, who's excited? who is excited about our new calls. And we again just always listen to you all and want to just do everything that we can to help you all lose weight. That's what you're here to do, right? You're here to lose weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. And so we're always just tweaking and switching things up. And I'm so excited to be involved in all of this. So yes, Amanda, I'm sure we will be doing something at the end of the year. It may not be right on December 31st. I just don't even know for sure. Where we will be celebrating, you know, all of the successes from the year and planning for the next year. We usually do have a new year's workshop. But we'll be learning more about that. Just keep an eye out on your newsletter, your monthly newsletter, and you will get all the information you need in there on your emailed newsletter. Okay. Yes, I think the mid-month call, Lori, is going to be, it's just going to be a game changer for a lot of people because, I mean, I've done it. I know probably most of you all have too, where it's like, well, you know, it's the 15th or the 18th or whatever, or, you know, I'll just wait until next month and kind of start fresh then. And it's like, nope, that's how we get stuck in, you know, just not losing weight, playing around with the same few pounds, is that we kind of just quit on ourselves over and over again. And so that mid-month call is really going to help you all not quit on yourselves anymore and get right back to it, get, you know, just reset yourself in the middle of the month so that you really can continue to make progress, okay, for the rest of the month. Yeah. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited about everything that's happening in the membership, y'all. Just all these newer calls, just the workshop tomorrow, the focus on, you know, on the holidays the next couple of months, and just also just, you know, ultimately just the very simple focus on y'all, we're here to lose weight. Let's just figure out how to do that. Okay. And speaking of, now let's talk about planning and assessing. And I'm going to share my screen. Let me get all situated here. And we're going to talk about all the tools for planning and assessing. And then, y'all, this is an open coaching call. So I want anyone who wants some coaching, just raise your hand and we can talk about your data from last month. We can talk about your plan for this next month. And let's get to losing weight next month, okay? And so let's talk about what you learned from last month, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Not that there's anything bad, right? There's things to celebrate, and then there's some amazing learning opportunities too. And let's develop a plan for next month. So I'm here to help you all with that. So please raise your hand, because that's what I'm here to do, is to coach you all. And I don't want to just listen to my voice for the whole rest of the call. So, okay, let me share my screen and we'll talk about the resources available to you all. Do you all see the, let me go to the front page of the website. Do y'all know that you can press on the logo up here and go to the front page of the website? Okay, there's me. Welcome, Betsy. Do y'all see this? Let me know in the, oops, let me scroll down here. Yeah, let me know how in the chat that y'all are seeing the website. And so where we go. All right, Carol, you're up first. When we do some coaching here in a minute. All right, so we are going to go over to resources. Okay, so y'all, I've been around here forever. This is why I have all the resources. You all may not have this many because you may not have all these bonuses and stuff like that. Don't worry about that. Those are all for different things you did, but or didn't do. So you may not have as much stuff as me. But what I want to focus on here is this our 60-day planner. Because this is where several of your planning and assessment resources are. The first one is the habit tracker, which y'all is my favorite plan, you know, assessment tool in the membership. Corinne, she probably, you know, kind of, I mean, she may have come up with her it herself, I don't know, but y'all, it is the most genius thing that we have in the membership because it just because of how it looks visually, right? When you track things on a monthly basis, and you're able to see the entire month at one time. And then you do this math where you come up with this percentage of how often you did it each month. It just gives you this, again, delicious data, y'all. I always honor our coach Kim, who's no longer on our team, but she came up with data is delicious. And I just always remember that. And it just makes me smile. And I love Kim and I miss her. But y'all, this is how we really, really use data to our advantage instead of, a way to kick ourselves in the ass and judge ourselves. And, no, it is a way for us to just see and be the scientist and see what we are doing and not doing in the most like factual, visual way possible. And so you can track anything with the habit tracker, okay? If you don't need to, if you are a boss at making your 24-hour plan every day and you don't need to track that anymore, you can scratch this out and you can track something else. And if you're any habit that you're working on, you can track it. And we also know that the actual act of tracking something helps us do it more. And so the habit tracker just has so many amazing benefits. So it's just such a great resource. Did I tell you all that already? It's my favorite resource. Okay. So the next resource is the I'm gonna go to the weekly planning and assessment page. This is where if you're and I it's either way, but I suggest if you're not assessing at all yet, that you actually do the monthly planning or the monthly assessment and planning page first. But we also do have a weekly option where you can actually assess and plan each week so that you can really dial into, okay, what can I do this week that's a little bit better than last week? How can I make waiting for hunger and stopping at enough easier? Because that's how we lose weight around here, y'all. What might get in the way? So we anticipate things on a weekly basis. Okay. So if you're already doing the monthly planning assessing, maybe think about adding this in, maybe just once this next month, or maybe every other week this next month. You don't have to do it absolutely every week yet, but it's an amazing resource for really just looking at what's working for you and what you might want to anticipate on a weekly basis. What enjoyable foods will I plan this week? In other words, what foods am I going to give myself permission to have that I really enjoy and that is okay for me to have because there are no bad foods? And then how will I take care of myself without food this week? Y'all, I think these are, let's see how many are there. I think these are five of the most powerful questions that you can ask yourself. I really do, in terms of your relationship with food. So I highly recommend this this worksheet. And then this is where you when you weigh in, if you weigh in weekly, you can track that. And then also assess your basically your kind of four basics or and it actually gets a little bit more granular in terms of snacking and discovery worksheets and all that kind of stuff. It's just a way for you to check in with yourself because that's what assessing is, y'all. It's just a check-in. It's like, hey, what are we doing here? What are we doing? What are we not doing? How are we doing? And but it's not a beat down, it's not a thing to shame yourself over. It's just a check-in to really see what's happening, what's not happening, and what we want to do moving forward. Okay, so that's the weekly. And then we'll do the monthly. And then I thought that I would just kind of do this like orally, like my monthly assessment from this last month. And then kind of plan for the next month for me, just here on the call with you all. And you all can do this right along with me and just answer some of these questions. Okay. So I like to kind of start at the bottom because this is where you actually, no, wait a minute. You start at the top. Okay. So this is that what you do. This is a little bit confusing, but this is what you would have filled out for the last month, right? For October. You would have talked about what you wanted to work on, that you'll do this by, you'll know when you're successful and all these kind of stuff, these kind of things. Y'all, last month, I just made the decision that I wanted to kind of keep doing what I was doing. I am in maintenance. If y'all heard my maintenance call, was that last Saturday or Saturday before? I think that was 2 Saturdays ago. I talked about how I've kind of reevaluated my maintenance range, and y'all, I'm in maintenance, loving life, eating food I love. I've got my systems in place that are working for me. I don't make a daily plan every day, but I assess my food at the end of the day. That is where I am about 10 years into this journey. Thank you, Audrey. That was 2 weeks ago. Y'all, this is what I do. And like, I get my water in every day. I am just kind of like, I just want to keep going with what is working. Okay. So that may be where you are, but that may not be where you are. If you aren't losing weight consistently, or if you haven't, if you aren't maintaining the weight that you want, then you may have wanted to level up this last month. Okay. But mine was just basically do more of what you're doing because that is working for you. And so that's what I did last month. And then my assessment now is, did I work on what I said I would above? Absolutely. I have just been practicing the habits that work for me with assessing water, sleep, going to the gym 3 times a week, getting some walks in, really working on the 5 pillars that Coach Kathy talks about in her calls about. I've actually got them right here, my little cheat sheet: sleep, sunlight, movement, nutrients, and connection. And if anybody kind of knows those, I could put them in the chat for you, but she talks about those on her calls about how to feel the hard stuff without eating, her nervous system calls, where those are the 5 pillars of safety. So these are the things that we need to practice to really continue to feel safe with ourselves and our bodies and kind of keep ourselves at home base a lot of the time in our lives. Now, we're not meant to be in home base all the time in terms of, like a regulated nervous system state. But we do want to live there most of the time. And so we need, and a lot of these relate back to the four basics: sleep, of course. But sunlight is key, y'all. And that's when I was talking about kind of going out for some short walks this last month, because I actually went to the doctor and my vitamin D was low. I got one of these, I don't know if you can see it. I got one of these like light things, happy light things, where I'm getting more light, because y'all, I just stay up in this house and just don't get out as much because I work from home, and so I'm just not out in the world very much. So I'm getting more sunlight. Movement, obviously we talk about movement a lot and how important it is, but it doesn't have to be, you're out running 10 miles. It's just moving your body in some way. Nutrients, obviously we talk about food and, kind of gentle nutrition that, and just, really knowing what foods feel good in your body. And then connection. Connection is really my favorite of the 5 pillars, where it can be connection to yourself. It can be connection to nature. It can be connection to animals. It can be connection to other people. It can be connection to my soft, heated blanket that I, which is really kind of me connecting with myself and like, nurturing and soothing myself. So that's where I think the pillar of connection is one that we can really always expand on. So I kind of went off on a little tangent on that, but y'all, I have just been taking really exquisite care of myself this last month, and I'm really proud of that. And so, so I have been working on what I said I would work on. And what changes did I notice this month beyond weight? Y'all, my overeats and my binges are much reduced. And I actually haven't weighed myself in a while. I've just kind of been taking a break from the scale. Not really for any big reason, just I'm really wanting to just kind of focus on how my body feels and how I feel in my clothes and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes if I'm weighing, I'm kind of thinking more about that number than I am thinking about my body and stuff. And so I've just been, so what changes did I notice this month beyond weight? A lot, because I'm not focusing on my weight. I'm focusing on how I feel in my body, how I feel in my clothes, just my nervous system state all the time in terms of just what am I feeling? Am I, kind of feeling stress in my body, or do I feel calm? All that kind of stuff. I've just really been able to connect a lot with more with myself this month. And then what's one thing to work on next month that could be a game changer in my weight loss? And I'm in maintenance, so I just kind of switch that to maintenance. And I say, y'all, I'm so boring because it's like, just do more of the same. Just keep doing what you're doing. It's working. And that might be your answer too, but we want to get specific in this answer. Not just say, keep doing what you're doing, but really, really say, okay, what is that? This worksheet and all of these assessments are ways for us to remind ourselves of what we want to be doing specifically. We want to get as specific as we can because y'all, our brain forgets. Our brain forgets. And this is the other thing is that we've got to, like, we want to do this assessment at the end of the month, but then we've got in this plan for the next month, but then we've got to keep reminding ourselves of what we plan to do because we forget. So that's another reason for this mid-month call is so we can like, oh, what was that plan that I made at the end of last month when I was so excited about, losing weight this month? Like, let's recall what that was. Okay. All right. So the last thing, and then we'll get to some coaching, is the other resource for planning and assessing, and that is under the helpful worksheets page. Scroll on down is the deep dive assessment. And this is really for our deep dive divas or just for someone who really, really wants to dive into the month. And I'll show you what it looks like. It's just a bunch of different areas, and you rate yourself. And it's focused on our four basics, but again, it gets even more granular than the weekly and monthly assessments into mindset and real skills of weight loss, along with the four basics. You're evaluating and you're assessing. And but it really does, if some of you all are really like at a place where you're like, okay, I don't even know, like I'm not losing weight and I can't really, like I'm just kind of overwhelmed about what I need to do or what I need to try or what kind of isn't working and is working. This may be a really good worksheet for some of you all to fill out because it really just does assess everything all at one time. And then you take your ratings and then you put them down here. Any that you marked as one where it's like, not doing very much at all, you put those down, you rank them easy to hard so that you can really develop a plan to kind of level up next month. And so this is an amazing resource, but here's the thing, y'all. We're not going to get into overwhelm. We're not going to like, oh my gosh, there's a million worksheets here. Y'all, I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. If you just start tracking one habit on the habit tracker next month, if you dive into the deep dive assessment or something in between, it's all a benefit to you because you're really checking in with yourself, right? All of these tools are a way for you to check in and say, okay, is what I'm doing working for me? Do I need to level up? Do I need to keep doing what I'm doing like me? Or So, and Nancy says she's going to dive into the deep dive assessment today. Okay, I love it. So, and here's the thing, here's the other thing, y'all. We're not going to get into overwhelm and we're not going to get into perfectionism, okay? If you find a question where you're like, you know what, I don't know the answer, I'm looking for the right answer, all the things, skip it. Okay? Like, we don't want some question to kind of derail you. So just take what's helpful and leave the rest. Okay? And I say that from personal experience because I like to kind of say I'm a recovering perfectionist, a recovering, black and white thinker, all or nothing thinker, all the things. So all right, y'all. Let's see. Oh, we had someone raise their hand and now they haven't. Now they must have lowered it. But does anyone have any questions? You can put questions in the Q&A, any coaching. I would love to talk to some of you all, but I'll just keep talking. Okay, Audrey. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Audrey and Amanda. Okay, we got the A's. We got the A names. All right, let's do this. I heard Corinne had to end a call early because no one raised her hand. It's like, what? That was Corinne. So y'all raise your hands. Take advantage of this time. All right. Hey there.
Hey,
How are you?
I had not planned on raising my hand, but when you say nobody is, I'll go
All
for
right. You're
it.
here.
My struggle right now, and this is not an excuse because there's always going to be stress, but there have been a lot of stressful events this month that, of course, that happens. I'm looking at this. It has a lot more filled in than last month. Okay, so
Okay.
that's good.
That's a win, yeah.
But I am glued on the fact that my goal, I have set a goal for, I'm a school teacher for each break. I didn't meet it. I didn't meet the Labor Day goal and I didn't meet the fall break goal. So, and which is basically 6 pounds each break, okay, which is doable. But at this point now, I'm beating myself up. I feel like a failure, not really camping out there.
Okay.
And fetal position tears like I used to be.
Okay.
just and I'm not gonna quit and keep swimming, swimming, swimming. My question is, I don't remember which call it was, but you said you have just in your maintenance, you've just come to a range.
Yes.
I would love to be down to 200 pounds by this spring, but and breaking it down, I'm a math teacher, breaking it down mathematically, the 6 pounds was going to work. If that is, if I'm, what did you say? I'm not focusing on my weight. That's what you said. Is there a way to move forward on these little goals without just focusing on the number and still get to where, by this summer, I've lost 30 or 40 pounds. I'm just focusing on the number so much. Is it journaling maybe that I'm missing?
Well, I mean, I want you to kind of hear your question, or this is kind of the question I heard, like, can I make progress by not focusing on the number? How do we make progress with weight loss?
Consistent, continual 1% level up.
Like, practice, basically, I mean, practicing the habits, right? I mean, we could never weigh ourselves again. And if we just, because I mean, the scale number is just a measure of, it's just a number. But it's not, weighing ourselves is not what leads us to lose weight, right? It's like, it's not necessary.
Yeah, one day I journaled. I guess it was last week's weigh-in. I journaled. I am not a number. This does not define me. It's one thing to write that down. It's another thing to take it to heart.
Yeah, and that means you take it to heart by continuing to write it down every single day.
Okay.
The repetition of these thoughts that you want to think, right, is how I call it, kind of how it sinks into your bones. You say take it to heart, right? But we mean the same thing. It's this, and then it's the consistent, which is, I mean, perfect, by the way, right? It's the consistent practice. All you have to do is that habit tracker, right? And continue to track things and look at your percentages. Set a
Should
goal
I,
for, increasing it maybe 5%, one of them. That's,
or maybe increasing the percentages should be my goal. Or increasing the journaling.
And I mean, and but you can track your journaling on your habit tracker.
Well,
Yeah. It isn't it, is there a place for journaling on there, or that could be the bar?
I have one of those, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a little template. And I can make circles anywhere. Okay.
And like I said, I mean, you can scratch out whatever you don't want to track and just track your journaling, right? So that is what you can track.
So maybe just quit thinking about I want to be 200, I want to be 200, and just do I need to focus on what I have done? Like, do I need to also journal on what has progressed or just on that thought of I am not a number.
What do you think would, What do you think would be most helpful for you? What do you think would be kind of would move the needle for you?
Well, I'm wondering if I am not a number. It's just that it needs to be like a daily sentence, all right, on my daily plan.
Yeah.
And then if I just need to, because what happened is I filled up my pretty journal and I have three more pretty ones to go, but before I need to buy more, but I haven't pulled it out. And so the old one's still sitting there staring at me. So I'm wondering if that would be more, and tracking the journaling, that will help.
But here's a kind of a little level up, just a suggestion where it's like, I am not a number, but if I am not a number, what am
That's
I? That face.
it.
I'm telling you, if I could screenshot all y'all's faces, it would
Well,
be
you could just go back and watch the replays and get the ones you want.
okay. No.
If I am not a number, what am I?
Yes. And
No.
I think that.
And I've been working on that question as an empty nester. I've been and semi-retired from teaching. Teacher and mom has always been who I am. So, yeah, that's
And I
it.
mean, this is where we can get into, like what roles are we in life, but also like this whole thing of, okay, we want to be at 200 so bad. What is different about my life? Because there probably are things, right? But we want to get more specific with what is different about my life at 200 as opposed to, I mean, the now, and because that is what you really want, right? If I could just say, magic wand, you get what you want, and I mean, screw the scale, right? It's like, what do we really want here? We don't want 200 on the scale. We want a different life, and what is that? And that's for all of you all here. That is what we really want to, because that is what we can always hold on to when the scale is not just not, cooperating.
Okay, so it sounds like
And
journaling,
so, and those are
anxiety.
things we can assess, all the time. Does
Thank
anything come up
you.
for you when I say that? Like, what does,
What do we really want? I
yes.
really want the only thing I can do about osteoarthritis and health, heart health, and seeing all these specialists. I'm 58, so it's just kind of the new season of life. The only thing that I can do to make those changes is that's all I can do. Like, I can take some medicine for inflammation, but as far as improving it, all I can do, that's what I want to feel better. Have a granddaughter and another on the way. I want to be able to get up off the floor and chase them and carry them up the steps and those types of things without hurting.
And so I love how specific that is because I can just visualize you, right? Carrying your kid, your grandkids up the steps. I can visualize you getting up and all, down off the floor and all those kinds of things, right?
Okay.
And so that is what we're talking about. That's what we're talking. That's what we really want. It's not a number. We
It's
want this
more of
life.
a future me, more than 200. Okay,
All
thank you.
right. All right. Good stuff. Okay, I'll take you down here. Let's see. All right, we got Amanda and Mary, and we'll probably have to end there because we'll probably be about out of time. Okay. Hello. Let's see. Need you to unmute. Oh, wait, I can't need you to unmute. Okay. There you go.
There we go. Hi.
Oh, she's starting to talk and I can't hear her.
My situation might be a little different than most people's. I travel for work 90% of the time. So I'm struggling with planning for that. And I mean, I do occasionally look at like what's around where I'm going to be for the week. Because it's different every like I'm going to Jacksonville for 4 weeks, and then like it'll be somewhere else for a week, maybe 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks. Just struggling with planning, and then following through.
Okay, have you had a time or maybe even a specific trip or whatever where you were successful and it worked for you and it felt easy. Okay. Then we know what we need to work on.
I am newer to the community, so
Okay,
there's that
I love
element.
this. Well, first off, you are absolutely not alone in this in terms of because we don't want to, we want to watch that thought of like, I'm different, this is harder for me, all that kind of stuff, right? It's like, no, we all got stuff and we can absolutely work on this. And so, and find what works for you. So, all right. So what do you think? Well, if you were, let me just ask you this. If you were to kind of take a guess, what do you think would be the easiest way for you to lose weight while you're traveling for work?
I mean, planning is going to be the easiest way.
Like, what could your plan look like if you don't know exactly what you're going to be eating? Because you may not know.
I could figure out kind of a general idea of a couple options, I would say. And
Maybe.
then wherever I go for lunch or whatever would fall within one of those options.
Yes. So we've got like kind of, I mean, if you're gonna, it sounds like you go somewhere for at least a week or so. I mean, or maybe even an extended period of
Well, it's
time.
like Monday through Friday, pretty much every week.
So you absolutely can, once you get there, come up with a list of options of where you can go, right? And then, but even if you aren't really sure what's going on in the day-to-day basis, your plan can look as simple as I eat when I'm hungry and I stop when I've had enough. Your plan does not have to be any more specific than that.
Yeah, I struggle with the eat when I'm hungry because I'm not always hungry when my lunch time comes around. And I can't always step away when I am hungry.
And so this is, you are absolutely not alone in that. We talk about this all the time with, teachers and nurses and people who just have certain times of the day where they kind of have a opportunity to eat. I always talk about my breakfast. I had my oatmeal because I mean, I have, 3 hours of calls this morning before I have a break. And so I almost always eat my breakfast when I'm not full on hungry. I may be a little bit, but even sometimes not even a little bit. But this is what we call practical eating here inside membership. It is just like, okay, I eat when I have an opportunity to eat. And I can always, even if I'm not eating when I'm like full on hungry or even maybe very hungry at all, I can always focus on stopping at enough.
That
So
helps.
just as simple as that. And I think for especially like, like you who are new here, we want to be sure we're not breaking the rules or, like kind of, and if we've come from a lot of other diets where there were just a list of rules and, I mean, our four basics are our suggestions and tools, but they aren't hard and fast rules because then we get caught up in, this kind of
Aren't
stuff
festivals.
and yes, and perfectionism and all the things. So it's like, okay, how can I make this work for me? And yes, so just eat when you have the opportunity to eat. And you can always focus on stopping at enough and just keep it as simple as that. And again, give yourself some options. But your plan does not have to be any more specific. 'Cause then you can just, when you assess your plan, you can write down what you ate, right? But it just may not be, or you can even say if you've got the options in the city you're in, my three options, two enough. Sometimes when I'm going out to eat at night and I don't know where I'm going, or maybe I know where I'm going, but I don't know what I'm eating, I just say out to enough on my plan. And so that is good enough because that is still that intention of, okay, I'm thinking about it a little bit. I'm reminding myself that, I do want to continue practice stopping at enough. And that's what is really the most important thing. It's not what you're eating so much as how much you're eating that will lead to weight loss. Does that help?
It does.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So good to see you. So glad you're here. All right. Take care. All right. Good reminders for everybody. All right. We'll finish up with you, Mary. And I know there's a couple of questions in the chat. I'll stay around and answer those. I'm trying to, let's see.
Here we go.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
Good. I had some questions. I have been really good in the last few months about kind of consistently putting down my plan. And the trick I have for myself is that I think that occasionally when I'm checking off whether I ate to enough, I think sometimes I'm lying to myself. Like I just want to say yes. Like, of course, I like ate when I was hungry and I stopped when I was it on plan? Yes. Was I like, these questions? And I kind of I've been trying to like be more mindful and be like, now was it really true? Did I really do this thing? And so I don't know if you have some thoughts around that or I still am struggling to figure out my enough. So I don't exactly know always when I have done it or not. And so I'm not 100% sure how to deal with that in the assessment part.
Yes.
And then sometimes I know I did not stop it enough, but my instinct is to check yes, and then I have to go back and be like, no, that's not true.
Well, first off, I mean, just like go you, right? For kind of, being on to yourself and getting honest with yourself. It doesn't sound like you're, beating yourself down or
No.
anything. We just want to, you're just in this, I mean, and you're reaching out for help, which is amazing. So it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I see how. I'm kind of just wanting, I mean, we love to check off our
Boxes,
boxes and all that kind of stuff. So all of this is very normal, and it's amazing that you're kind of, curious and questioning and reaching out for help. So that's number one. So the solution I have for you, or kind of the next step I have for you that I think will be really helpful, is that you actually start tracking enough by each meal or by each. And so because there are probably a lot of meals, often it's breakfast or breakfast and lunch, where like you're like, oh yeah, I know that I, because this it can also help you like remind you of like, okay, what are my enough signals? Because often we're not, we're not, I mean, everybody's different, but a lot of times we're not overeating at breakfast. And so we can, we get that little check mark, that little dopamine hit of like, and this is where you can kind of just, over there on the, 'cause you're using like the regular planner
The
page,
planner.
where it says like stopped it enough, you can just like add, a couple more boxes on there. You can actually do it up by the food. I mean, do not overthink that, just whatever works for you to kind of track it. You start tracking it individually. So that, 'cause again, a lot of times there's some meals where we know for sure we stopped it enough, and that reminds us of what our signals we want to be looking for. But then the other ones, you can say no, be sure you didn't stop it enough, but you could also do like a little question mark thing in there, and then that can kind of be a trigger to like, okay, I think maybe like in one of the spaces down below or something, I want to kind of
Like
talk
I'm not
through.
sure. I'm
I'm
not
not
sure if I
sure.
did.
So like, and just to, it's okay for me to say not sure. And then maybe I, that's kind of a trigger to kind of write about it in those spaces where it's like, okay, I'm not sure because, and I want to just get curious about this. And so, yeah. So
That's
I
helpful.
talk about this all the time. Just it can be
Okay.
really helpful to track the individual meals and snacks and that kind of thing to
Okay.
really start to, and that helps you get more honest and just be okay with like not sure
Yep.
sometimes.
And when I catch myself lying, I'm trying to be like, why are we doing this to ourselves? Like, let's like figure out what's going on here.
Well, and the, I mean, have you come up with any answers of the why am I doing this?
Yeah, I think it's about like you feel at the end of the day like you planned really well, you've done a little bit of the journaling, you kind of you just want to give yourself the little like credit for all the things. And so I think it's just wanting to like cheer myself on, but then when I look at my data, I don't know that I trust the data 100% because it's kind of mixed, right? So that's the part where like there could be other ways to cheer myself on without having to like mess up the data in some ways.
Yes, because it's like, you want to have as accurate as, as data that you can, right? That can be the win, but also this like getting really curious about the not sure times Can also be, you know, another way to kind of cheer you, like, look at me, like getting really curious about when I'm not sure. And that's going to help me in the future, right? There's all these other ways where you
Yeah,
can
that
be
not sure is
honest.
really helpful. Really, really helpful.
Just let not sure be an option. And but also I think some, I mean, you know, definitely there are some times where it's just like it's a no. And we know
Yeah,
it's a no.
definitely.
And like we don't really need to kind of, you know, like get it, you know, we don't kind of need to go down that road where it's like it's a no and I'm going to kind of at that moment kind of talk about cheering yourself on again, or it's like, look at me being honest and like, you know, go me. And like, this is a reminder that I don't have to be perfect, that, you know, the goal is not to, you know, to be perfect. And like, this is also an opportunity. I mean, that, and that can be, you know, a kind of a trigger for a discovery worksheet, right? Where it's like, okay, I want to learn from this and go me for that too. So, you know,
Yeah, that's
all kinds of
terrific.
ways
Really
to,
helpful. Thank you.
yes. Well, great question. I think that was a perfect question for this kind of call. So, all right. I will talk to you later. See ya.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. We've got just enough time to answer a few questions here. So, and that I saw in the chat, kind of glanced over in the chat. So Mary said, I mentioned having my systems in place. Can I ask for an example of those useful systems, please? And I'm like, what was I talking about there? And I think I just meant like I've got my iPad with my daily plans, and y'all, my system, this is my system. This might not be your system. And I think kind of that's what I'm talking about, Mary, is like everyone has their own system. Just like I was talking about with when I with one of the with one of the callers, what's her name, the middle one, where, you know, some practical eating in terms of like, okay, I eat when I have the opportunity to eat, not necessarily waiting for hunger every single time. That's part of her system. Okay. So it's like, you know, what's my system that works for me? And but I will tell you all, I mean, I, you know, I love to share where, you know, I'm a digital diva. I do my planning digitally and I assess my meals every day. I do not make a plan ahead of time because I have just very simple food. And you know, again, y'all, but this is 10 years into this process, almost 9 years, I should say, that I have, you know, lost my weight and kept it off, where I don't need to remind myself every single day that I'm eating when I'm hungry and stopping it enough. That has become a habit for me. My water, getting my water in every day has become a habit for me, but I still want to assess my food every day. So that is the system that I have, along with, you know, getting my sleep and, you know, the kind of the five pillars that I talked about, going out and getting some sunshine and movement and all that kind of stuff. That's what I just, what I mean by systems in place. Not any more complicated than that. Trina said, I usually plan how I'm going to eat, not what I'm going to eat. I think that is super interesting, Trina, right? Because I think that's even more important, especially early on in your journey, or just, you know, in the process of weight loss, is that you really do focus on the how more than the what. And when I say how, I mean eating when I'm hungry and stopping it enough, right? I mean, bullshit diets and diet trauma and diet mentality has kind of taught us to really focus on the what we're eating and like we shouldn't be eating this and eat this instead of that. But what we teach here and what has worked for me and thousands of others is really focusing on the how more. So now we can always talk about level ups and we have our lesson on good, better, best foods and all that kind of stuff. And that is a tool as well. But the bottom line is, if you are not consistently stopping at or eating when you're hungry and stopping it enough, that needs to be your focus before you change up your food very much. If any, you know, if any, but not very much at all, if any. So I love that, the how instead of the what. Let's see. Yes, what is different about my life at my goal weight? I just think that is an amazing, amazing journal prompt because that gets you focused away from the number and into your, I mean, we talk about this, instead of your goal weight, gets you focused on your goal life. Okay. Because that's what we're here to do, right? That's the goal we're really ultimately here to achieve, is to achieve the life we want, not the weight we want, because that's just a number. But what does that number represent? What is that number? What do we really want that, you know, that we've just put this number on? Okay. Let's see. KB said, where do you start with the monthly planning assessment if you've not been tracking? I look at the percentages and I'm failing on planning, assessing, and doable hunger because I've not been tracking consistently. Well, here's what I want you to start doing. Okay. Because I want you, your goal to be planning more, tracking more consistently, because here we can't say we've been failing if we don't have the numbers, right? If we don't have the data. And I mean, I don't think we're ever failing. I think we're always just, you know, winning or learning and growing. Okay. So it's just like, I want you to work on tracking consistently, KB. And so that you just have some data to look at, and then you can start from there with leveling up and maybe setting goals of 5%, you know, increases in some of the areas. But what I want you to do, and this kind of goes back to that mid-month call again that we're going to have next month, where it's like, sometimes we stop tracking in the middle of the month because we're like, oh, I'm not doing good anyway, and I don't want to get to the end of the month and see like all these, you know, X's or empty boxes or whatever. It's like, no, let's give ourselves the gift of complete data each month. Okay. Cause like we got to have somewhere to start, and we know what we're doing. We're trying to kind of protect ourselves from feeling like a failure and judgment and shame and all that kind of stuff, but we got to start somewhere. And so let's just start with tracking consistently first for you. Okay. That's what I recommend. I think those are all the questions I had, and those are all great questions because, you know, again, this is just such a, an important part of this journey is assessing. And again, we could call it just checking in with ourselves with compassion and love and curiosity, as opposed to judgment and shame. And so planning and assessing is, I mean, and that is also part of my, the systems I have in place, Mary, is I assess my month every single month. And it may just be a simple thing like I did today where it's like, okay, what I'm doing is working, go me. You know, it's definitely a time to give yourself some kudos and some wins. Like, I love what I'm doing, y'all. I am living my goal life. I'm traveling the world. I am feeling amazing in my body. I am, you know, just doing all the things, and I love to kind of reflect on that and check in on that. And I just want to do more of the same next month. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. And so it may be as simple as that, but still it's a time. It's like, I mean, even just me saying that to you all, it just feels good. It's like this reminder of, oh my gosh, I am just like doing this. And I'm this like amazing example to other people. And I'm just so proud of myself. So that's what assessing and planning can do for you all, because that's what it does for me. So, all right, y'all, that's what I've got today. We're going to stop right here at it. Oh, wait. Oh my gosh. Q&A, y'all. What? There's Q&A in here. Okay. Never mind. Let me go through the Q&A real quick. Stephanie says, lately, I'm in a state of overwhelm with my parents' health issues. I'm well above home base. I feel like a kick into survival mode and my best laid plans get thrown out the window and I stop planning and assessing and I know I eat past enough. Can I get some tips on how to keep focus on my goals when life throws those curveballs? Okay, Stephanie. So I definitely, definitely want you to listen to Coach Kathy's calls because this is exactly what they're like. But here's the thing. This is kind of something I want you to kind of journal on, because all of this, what you're talking about is safety, right? You don't feel safe. And that's why you go into survival mode when your parents have health issues. And so I want you to journal on, why does it not feel safe? What feels unsafe about my parents having health issues? Is it raining, y'all? Oh my gosh, it has not rained here in like months. I just realized I think it's raining. Sorry. And so, yeah, so that's what I want you to really think about is what feels unsafe about that. And then go to Coach Kathy's calls where she talks about the five pillars of safety. And that's what I want you to practice. And my favorite one is hand on my heart, a few deep breaths. I am safe right now. I am safe. Okay, that's my suggestion. Yeah, and you can work with Coach Misha on that as well. Okay, and Mary answered your question. And then Trisha, you mentioned that you recover from perfectionism. Any tips on how and what you did to recover? I'm very much a perfectionist and OCD and need tips to loosen up with this. Practice and time, Trisha, I'm telling you. It is just like, I mean, you just have to go through the motions imperfectly and get results and realize, oh my gosh, I got results. And you probably have gotten results. And this was what I want maybe you could journal on or just kind of think about is, have I gotten results in my life being imperfect? Or have I ever gotten results in my life being perfect? Right? We've got to question. That's what we have to do with, I call it P word thinking. We have to question if it really took perfection to get what we wanted, because I ask myself that over and over again, and the answer is very rarely, oh yes, I have to be perfect to get what I want. So okay, that was the same question over again. So, well, that was good. That was quick. So yeah, that's what I want you to think about. Do I really have to be perfect? Is anyone perfect? If you kind of, if it's kind of harder for you to focus on yourself, think about Corinne, think about me, think about anybody else who has maybe achieved goals that you want to achieve. Do you think they've been perfect at it? Honestly, do you think they've been perfect at it? I just no. The answer is no, because no one is perfect. Okay, so that's what you can kind of think about. And all right, y'all, that's what I've got today. Thanks so much for hanging around with me, and have a great rest of your weekend. It is raining here. I'm so excited. We've had like a burn ban and it's been so dry here. So, and y'all, last thing, my husband killed a deer this morning. If anybody saw my Facebook Live from last weekend, I'm a deer widow, and but he killed a deer and he sent me a picture. It's a pretty good one, pretty good one. There aren't just huge ones down in the area where he hunts, but now I'm like, well, is he coming home now that he killed a deer? I've got other plans this weekend, so he's on his own. So that's what I got going on. So I'm gonna give him a call and see what's going on there. But I hope y'all are having a fun weekend, and take care, and we're always here for you and Ask Coaches and in the Facebook group. So, all right, take care. Bye-bye.